AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And right now we have one exceptional American down. Steve Scalise shot in Virginia at a baseball practice this morning. Unsure as to who the shooter is, described as a person with black hair and a blue shirt. Shot Steve Scalise apparently in the hip as he was at second base fielding grounders. This is, of course, quite a revelation. According to witnesses there, apparently this man was looking to shoot Republicans. That's what we know right now. We're going to join Fox News. They've got live coverage of this. We're going to join Fox News. We'll chime in here as we get more information, but the best thing for us to do right now is to get into what is the reporting that is going on there at the field. They're at the field in Virginia. And once again, Steve Scalise, he's the House Majority Whip. He was shot this morning about an hour ago in Washington, D.C., as the individuals, all the Republicans and Democrats both were gearing up for a bipartisan baseball game that they play annually. It's going to be played tomorrow night, according to sources. But he's down. He's in the hospital. Apparently, he's going to make it. The shooter, from what we understand, the shooter is wounded and wounded badly, but taken into custody, still alive from what we understand. And there were multiple rounds that were fired. He had a long gun, unsure as to what the weapon was. Of course, all the crazies are out there talking about gun control already. But it would have been nice if all the members of Congress were armed now, wouldn't it? Well, we're joining Fox News.
And you could see him. And Steve Scalise was down. He crawled for a little bit, and then he just laid still. And then he was the only one out on the field. There were other people wounded through this whole process. I'm not exactly sure when. Some were law enforcement. Others were staffers that come out to help us with our practice, young guys that want to participate. But we all hunkered down, but the shooter was mobile. And he went from beyond the end of the third base dugout towards the outfield and then came around on the other side towards the infield and kept firing. The security detail for Mr. Scalise was there and started to take position. And then he went behind another building and was still firing a rifle. And then he came back around the other side of the building and came out with a pistol, more in open area, and that's when they were able to take him down. At that point, when it looked like he was down, Jeff Blake and I were probably maybe the first out there to see Scalise, started rendering care, putting pressure on the wound, and once the medics got there, we dressed him appropriately and made sure that he was conscious and aware, and we were getting him fluids because you knew he was losing some blood.
So people understand, if they're just now joining us, members of Congress don't all travel around with security details, of course, as House Minority Whip. Steve Scalise did have a security detail there. You described the moments of them taking down the shooter after he emerged with what it sounds like you're saying is a secondary different gun than the initial attack began with. What difference did that detail make? You talk about being hunkered down and this guy being mobile.
Yeah, he would have had a tremendous advantage if we didn't have someone returning fire. And you're right. If the police was not there, the only person with the security detail there, then we wouldn't have had any protection. And God only knows how bad it might have been.
How long did it take for local authorities to respond? Because we've heard reports about 10 minutes. The police gave a conference moments ago and said as soon as they knew what was going on, it was about 3 minutes. It must have seemed like forever.
It did seem like forever. You start wondering when you're going to hear sirens, and then eventually we did. But it took people to be able to get to their phone. You know, if you're just passing by or you're just out walking your dog, which some people were, they don't necessarily have their phones with them. So it's a matter of people being able to get to their phones and calling 911. Where I was, I didn't have my phone. And so it makes sense that it was difficult for anyone to contact them immediately.
We've heard another witness who was there on the scene describe Mr. Scalise, the congressman, trying to at some point drag himself. You said at some point he became motionless and that there was essentially a trail of blood from his wound. Representative Mo Brooks talks about, I think, a different person that he used a belt as a tourniquet on. It sounds a little bit maybe like what you would have seen in Iraq had you been on the battlefield serving as you have.
No, it was very similar. And actually, I did take his belt off. And we did what we call a sweep, where you go around the body and look for any entry and exit wounds. We found the entry wound and were able to put some clotting material on that one. The medics came. But we used his belt as a tourniquet at first until we got a better tourniquet when the medics got.
I would imagine the big difference this time around, though, is you, in this instance, weren't armed.
No, I was not. What was different from Iraq is I wasn't armed either. And so that weighs on you heavily. And I wanted to get to Steve a whole lot sooner, but you just can't do it with someone firing like that.
Can you give us your take on how he was doing when he left? We're also hearing reports that another member, Roger Williams, was shot. We know of some security personnel and others. Is that an inaccurate report?
Some security personnel were. Roger was not shot. Roger injured his leg when he dove into the dugout. It's all concrete. There were a lot of people with abrasions and contusions. Roger finally left for an x-ray, but he was walking.
Okay. Good to know. Good to have that clarification.
Yep.
Okay. But there were some members of security detail that were hit as well.
Yes.
Any update you can give us on how they appeared to be doing as they left?
They were conscious. There was one staff member that I cannot tell you anything about, but I know that he was pretty seriously wounded and the first one to be taken out appropriately.
Okay. Congressman and physician, Iraq War veteran, Brad Winstrup, sir, we're glad that you are safe and we're there to help in this terrible crisis and moment of tragedy. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's a sad day, but thanks for having me on.
It's good to know you well, Brad. Thank you for your time here. We're reaching out to Senator Rand Paul to get his take yet again. Remember, earlier today, Rand Paul was on the air about 45 minutes ago, and he described himself going from home plate and out to right field to taking more batting practice when the shooting began. He has a first account that we were going to get back to in a moment here. Also, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake had spoken to Rand Paul before he went out to take more batting practice and literally asked Rand Paul for a ride back into town. And Senator Paul told him, give me a moment, I'm going to hit a few more balls, and then we'll go back into town. Jeff Flake then spoke to reporters, and here is his accounting of what he experienced a moment ago.
He had a rifle of some type, and it was a obviously a large-gauge rifle. And there were people in the field. One staffer was shot out in the field, and he ran with a wound to the dugout. A lot of us dove into the dugout and tried to get as many as we could. But then at that point, there was firing behind us from the security detail, the Capitol Police. And I started yelling back, are you friendly? Are you friendly? Making sure that that was our guy. Because we didn't know if there were other shooters that had us surrounded and would come into the dugout. So we didn't know whether to run or not. But as soon as we found out we had a friendly behind us, then we stayed, tried to keep down. I poked my head up at one point and saw the shooter behind the backstop, or behind the fence, but he still had a line of fire into the dugout.
Firing through the fence?
Well, he was firing around, but he still could have fired into the dugout. That's why he kept everybody down. Joe Barton's boy was here, 10-year-old, just shagging balls, and we got him into the dugout and stuffed him under the bench.
And Joe Barton is who, sir?
Joe Barton is a congressman from Texas. He's the manager.
Did this appear to be a coordinated attack?
Well, it looks like only one shooter. So, we got the city.
We'll be back after this break.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering this shooting in Washington. Steve Scalise and perhaps one or two more people were injured this morning by a gunman. We're not sure who he is, where he came from, his ethnicity or anything like that, or race. We understand he has black hair and blue shirt. That's about the best description that we can get so far. Had a long gun and a handgun. He was shot and brought down by the security detail that goes along with Steve Scalise to the baseball field. Took about anywhere from, we're hearing, from 3 to 10 minutes for the police to respond, but the security detail apparently did in fact wound the man. And the man is now in custody. He's in a hospital recovering. We don't know what's, you know, the extent of his injuries. We've heard the gamut. We've heard from extreme injuries, life-threatening to, now we're talking about the shooter now, to not so injured at all. But Steve Scalise had a tourniquet applied there on the field, and one of the Ohio representatives who happened to is a surgeon and is also a combat veteran of Iraq. So it was sort of feeling like he was back on the battlefield again, I'm sure. But under fire, they went out there and did that. And so saved his life. But he's been taken off to the hospital. And we're going to catch up right now with Fox News, who's got more information. They've got the live coverage going on. We're going to join Fox News with their live coverage right now.
Hearing that the prognosis for him is good. That video in just to us moments ago.
Getting reaction from the White House now. The president with a message responding by way of Twitter. Here is one response, tweeting Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, a true friend and patriot, was badly injured but will fully recover. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. We also got a statement, too, the vice president and I. Well, here's the tweet from the president that came out a short time ago. And also we're getting reaction from the vice president, who had an event scheduled today in Washington, D.C. that has been canceled. This statement continues. The vice president and I are aware of the shooting incident in Virginia and are monitoring developments. We are deeply saddened by this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the members of Congress, their staffs, Capitol Police, first responders, rather, and all others affected. We had planned to have Sarah Huckabee Sanders on our program at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we hope that is the case. And if that interview stands, given the events of the morning, we will get reaction in real time from the White House at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer also at that game today. He's on the telephone, sir, and good morning to you. What a morning this is. What was your experience, sir?
Well, I was about 20 yards from the shooter. We were taking batting practice. I was a shortstop. Scalise was at second, and Trent Kelly was at third. And I heard a gunshot, and I yelled, "Trent, that's a gunshot." I think the guy, initial shot, he was trying to hit Trent, and he missed it. And Trent yelled, "Shooter," and we all broke for the first base side of the field to get off the field. And he fired two more times, and I saw Scalise go down.
Where was the gunman, sir?
He was on the third base side of the field.
Was he behind the dugout taking cover or not?
You know, I couldn't tell, Bill, where he was, but I think he was right at the fence. And as soon as Trent yelled "Shooter," we all took off.
Did most of the members and their staff run for that first base dugout? Was that your recollection?
They did. And some of the members went into the dugout, including one of the staffers or one of the guys who comes out and helps us. He was hit in the lower leg. And Matt Micah, who suffered a chest wound, but we've just gotten word that I think he's going to be okay.
Mm. Where were you at that time, sir?
At the time the shooting began?
Yes.
I was at shortstop. Hmm. I was 20 steps from the shooter.
So you hear the gunfire on your right side. Is that
and
correct?
I yelled to Trent, that's a gunshot. And Trent turns and says, it's a shooter. And the guy fired again. We all took off toward the first base side of the field. That's where the gate to the field is.
From the first shot again fired, you thought it was a gunshot then? You
did not think this was a... Yeah. I knew it was a gunshot since I heard it.
Brad Winthrop, a congressman on the field at the same time, he reports to us that the gunman also had a pistol. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Brad, I'm not sure where Brad was. As soon as the shooter was taken down, though, Brad, who has served as an Army medic, attended to Scalise.
And how long did this last?
I would say it was 10 minutes at least, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say if it were not for Scalise's security, the Capitol Police, it would have been horrible. I have no doubt that there would have been people killed. But they engaged the guy. Both of them were wounded. One female officer in the leg and another officer in the leg. And they continued to return fire. I can't tell you how grateful I am for their courage and defending us.
Rand Paul said without the police response, this would have been a massacre.
It would have been. No question.
Alexandria police say they responded within 3 minutes. Do you remember between the first time you heard the first shot and when police responded? Is there a time frame you would apply to that?
I think it was longer than that. I think, toward the end, there were so many shots being fired. I could not tell if the Capitol Police had gotten assistance at that point. We had taken cover behind a huge oak tree behind the base site. And then the shooter was moving around to that side, and Scalise's security ordered us to take refuge, take cover behind a big block building about 40 yards away. We all moved to that position, and that's where we were when they were able to take the shooter down.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
How many people were shot, do you believe, in total?
Five, by my count. I think there were injuries. I think one of the armors may have suffered a broken ankle.
Just to be clear, you said five, correct?
I think five. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Where are you now?
Where am I now? I'm just getting back to the Capitol. Oh. I mean, back to Rayburn.
Are you able to absorb or even understand what your morning has been like?
Well, Bill, it's a different world, and it's really sad that things have come to this point. We've got to figure out a way to heal the country. I don't know the gentleman. It's been reported that he asked one of our members if we were Republicans or Democrats. One of our guys was leaving practice, and I can't confirm that, but we need to figure out a way to bring the country together.
Indeed. Sir, thank you. And I'm glad to know that you're okay, and we can send our regards to you and your family.
I appreciate that.
I am certain who are watching and concerned about you and others every day.
Well, we're going to come up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to get more of this coverage and find out if we can find anything out about who the shooter is involved with this. I'm sure a lot of people want to find out who that is. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Mary.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're following this Steve Scalise shooting. The majority whip of the House was shot this morning, as well as two of his security detail members, one of them being a female, and another staffer was apparently shot, from what we understand at this point. Everybody's going to recover, including the shooter. This is the report that we're getting out of Fox News and other sources. We, again, are looking right now. We're cruising around and figuring out who the shooter is, described as a person with a blue shirt and black hair. That's the only descriptor that we have right now for the shooter. Had a long gun and also broke out a pistol at one point. So that's what we're covering right now. We're going to go back to Fox News because they are on top of the story right now. We're going to bring you any other sources as well, because we want to try and get the facts out as quickly as possible. I know everybody's going to try and shape-shift it. I note that this event occurs right after Jeff Sessions' stellar performance yesterday in front of the Senate. Stellar. That's all you can say. Absolutely stellar about Jeff Sessions when he was they were setting him up to persecute him, and of course he came out looking great. Because he did a great job. He's done a great job. He recused himself, of course, from any of the investigation regarding Russia. But once again, is this a distraction from the reality, in that the reality is that Jeff Sessions did a fantastic job? Is this the deep state speaking again? Just thought I'd throw that out here because, you know, you just can't exclude things at this point in time with what's going on in the world, right?
So many more questions than answers at this point. Senator Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We were just talking with Gary Palmer, the Republican from Alabama, a short time ago, and he's deeply touched by this, and understandably so. Chad Pergram, the first on the air with this information earlier today, now reports on the number who were shot. Palmer said there were five, and that's the confirmation that Chad gives us right now, our Capitol Hill producer. Steve Scalise is one of them, a female police officer from the Capitol Police, another officer, Capitol Police, gender not given, hit with fragments, one staffer whose identity has not been revealed yet, and then we have the gunman. So that's five total that we know of right now. Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective with us now. And Rod, I'm not sure where you are, but I know you know the area, residential area, and so many people have remarked already how unusual it is, this part of Washington, D.C. And before I get you to comment on this, I just want to share this picture with our viewers at home. This is a picture of a nearby baseball field at around the same time of a group of Democratic lawmakers, aides, and staffers bowing their heads in prayer shortly after the shooting this morning. Rod, figure it out.
That's right. I can tell you, Bill, for your viewers, that this area is a heavily patrolled area in Northern Virginia, Alexandria. And that's why when the police chief indicated earlier that it only took about 2 to 3 minutes for the Alexandria Sheriff's Department to respond, I was not surprised. The area is very heavily traveled. There's a lot of people in that area. Now, the Capitol Hill Police, some viewers may be wondering why would the Capitol Hill Police be with the congressman, and the reason is because they are always detailed to be with the leadership team of the Senate and the House of Representatives. So that's not a surprise either. The thing that really stood out to me, though, guys, about this case already is the fact that we have police officers that were shot, and even though they were shot, especially that female police officer, she was able to return fire and disable this gunman. So I think these officers are definitely heroes.
Amen to that, Rod. When you talk about security detail, are they only assigned to leadership in Congress?
And yes.
And how big is that group, and is it 24/7, or how does that work in Washington today?
Well, it is 24/7. It's a large contingent of officers that's in plainclothes, too, by the way. Most of them are in plainclothes. Every now and then you'll have officers in uniform. But for the most part, they're in plainclothes, and it's usually two plainclothes detailed officers with each person on the leadership team. Now, the leadership members of the Congress and of the House, they typically are the only ones that get that type of service, although any member of Congress can request, security assistance. But, again, these are specially trained individuals. Sometimes people think that they're Secret Service agents, and they're actually not, although they do cross-train with the Secret Service.
Yeah, you know, Rod, let's underline the point here. Jeff Flake from Arizona said this man came with a lot of ammunition. That is his comment on camera. Brad Wenstrup, the congressman from Ohio, says after he saw the shotgun, he saw a pistol. There can only be one explanation for this. This gunman was out to kill as many people as he could this morning at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, absolutely, Bill. That's a good observation, which also is important to mention. What's going on behind the scenes right now? Here's what the investigators are doing as I speak. They're trying to get more information about this gunman. They want to know, Bill, where did he get this weapon from? Now, I have heard, I think it was Senator Rand Paul, mentioned that he thought it was an AR-15, which is possible, because you look at the amount of rounds that was fired. Where did he get the ammunition from? Were there any warning signs? And if there were warning signs, were the warning signs missed? So these are the kinds of questions that the police investigators are really trying to figure out right now, and whether or not anyone else was associated with this individual. So you can expect throughout the day today there's going to be search warrants issued for this person's home, wherever this guy came from, and people that's associated with them.
In the 50 minutes that we have before police come back to the microphone, all of that is valid, Rod, and the excellent points you make there. There is so much at this moment we do not know about the gunman. What was his motivation?
That's right.
Where is he from? Does he live in the area? Was it his intent to drive to Washington, D.C. for an event such as this? These are questions that police right now are trying to figure out.
Oh, absolutely. And they're trying to figure these things out fast. You know, the bottom line here, Bill, is that We have to make sure that our elected representatives are safe and secure, and everyone is safe and secure. And so in an effort to do that, we have to try our best and our hardest. And I'll tell you again, I applaud our law enforcement because they work tirelessly day in and day out to try to identify these people before the massacre.
You know, Shannon was just talking with Senator Mike Lee a moment ago and just listening to Congressman Palmer describe his feelings on the air for our listeners and frankly, his family members and friends watching back home. And you think about how security has changed on Capitol Hill since, take a date. Was it 9/11? Was it prior to that? But you know, clearly, over the last 15 or 20 years, the security on Capitol Hill has gotten more and more intense. And oftentimes, events like these change our patterns, our behavior, our level of security. And you wonder what impact this could have on the security of our members of Congress on a day-to-day basis. And well, listen, we are 2 hours and 25 minutes into this. And that is a question that will be digested over the coming days and weeks and months. But we have to answer it and we have to figure it out. Because in a situation like this, as Rand Paul said, this could have been a massacre.
Oh, easily. This could have very well had been a massacre. And why do I say that? And why does Rand Paul say that? Because look at the weapon that this guy had. That's what's scary. Look at the amount of ammunition that this guy brought to the scene. This could definitely have been a massacre. But again, because of that courageous Capitol Hill police officer, they were able to stop this gunman before any more bloodshed occurred. But not only at events like this, but even at airports. Bill, you and I have talked about these shooting situations at airports, at schools. So we definitely, as a nation, we need to come together and look at all of these situations and see, can we do a better job at keeping everyone safe?
Thank you, Rod. Get more information and come on back. Rod Wheeler, homicide detective, Washington, D.C. We need more information on the gunman. We believe the gunman is being treated at a local hospital, which would indicate that he is alive. But stand by for more news on that when we get it.
Yeah, and we're just getting information now officially from Steve Scalise's office saying this morning at a practice for the game, he was shot in the hip. He was transported and they named the hospital. He's currently undergoing surgery. He is in stable condition. They say this: prior to entering surgery, the whip was in good spirits and spoke to his wife by phone. He is grateful.
And we're going to be rejoining the broadcast here after some commercials. And thoughts and prayers go out with Steve Scalise and his family. Quick recovery. We're going to find out more about the shooter. And, of course, what about that evil gun, right? A criminal using a gun for a crime. Go figure. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of
attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, we're covering this big story. Steve Scalise, representative from Louisiana, was shot this morning, apparently in the hip, and was bleeding out on the field. He was practicing for the congressional baseball game, which is going to be played tomorrow night. And a shooter came onto the field and started shooting with a long gun, unsure what kind of gun, a criminal act. A criminal using a gun. Obviously, he's not a law-abiding citizen. And, of course, the cries will start coming out for, guess what, gun control. You can see it here in California big time. As the magazine ban, as we call it out here, is going to go into effect. No more than 10 rounds per magazine now in California. It'll be illegal to possess a 30-round magazine, anything greater than 10 rounds, as of July 1st. So they're tightening the noose here in California for gun control. Not too much being said by the NRA, quite frankly. A little bit of an issue there. The situation going on with gun control, of course, is all around the nation. And this is, I'm sure, the cries for more gun control and large capacity magazines and all this stuff to be controlled or eliminated altogether. They're saying, some people are saying it's an AR-15 or whatever. They don't even know what it is yet. The bottom line is that all these gun control advocates will start coming out of the woodwork again. But go figure. It was a gun that brought them down. It was a gun that brought this individual down, by the way. Guns, multiple guns, by the security forces. Now, we can't travel with security forces all the time. That's what happens in school shootings. And I'm going to get out in front of this and get the narrative going. Criminals use guns. They get guns. They have guns all over the place. Disarming law-abiding citizens only aids and abets the criminals. In almost every single case where there's been a school shooting or when there's been a soft target or when there's been a situation like this, it's always a gun that ends it. So, you know, when you disarm people, you get massacres. And that's what happens in school shootings. When you have staff members, like they've done here in California, they disarm the staff members at schools after years and years and years. Not one incident of a CCW individual on a school campus in California history. Not one has there been not one injury. And I can attest because when I was a superintendent, I would allow my staff to, yes, anybody with a CCW to carry on campus. I felt quite secure. Internal security systems. This was all taken away here by the Democrats here just recently. Jerry Brown's little Democratic Party here going forward over the last 7 years. This is all the stripping of our gun rights, the Second Amendment. What are they preparing us for is the big question. I am going to be out in front on this narrative and say criminals use guns to kill innocent, unarmed people. We need to have the right to be bearing arms. And they're going to continue to work at stripping it away. Away. Go figure. A criminal with a gun who can get it. Listen, I asked one time, well, actually, I asked several times, some of my students and even their parents, how easy is it for them, and using a hypothetical, of course, They wouldn't answer. I'd have to just give me an estimate. How quick would it be if you're out in the street to get a gun? You know, an illegal gun, criminal gun. They, you know what they said? 10 minutes. That was 10 to 15 minutes. That was it. Do you think it's going to change if there's heavy gun control on legal, law-abiding citizens? Do you think that's going to change? And the answer is no. It'll just get worse. Take away the guns from law-abiding citizens, and guess what? The criminals get it all. The only people who have guns at that point in time are the criminals and the government. Gee, think about that. That's why the Second Amendment exists. We, as a sovereign citizen, as sovereign people, have a right to bear arms. And let's not forget that. If every one of these guys had had a CCW and had a weapon on them, or they had more weapons in play there, do you think that guy would have gotten off as many rounds as he did? No. Heck, I think everybody in Congress should be armed. Hey, you know what? Nancy Pelosi's armed. Oh, yeah, she carries. And what about Dianne Feinstein? Oh, yeah. She's exempt from everything. She gets to carry whatever she wants to do. Remember Milk, the incident in the mayor, Harvey Milk? Remember that? She was there in that office. She was serving time in it's not serving time. I can't go that way with Dianne Feinstein. But she was serving as a city councilman in San Francisco at the time. So she carries. She carries. Yeah, it's okay if you don't carry, though. But she'll be exempt from everything. You see, that's just the way it is, right? Yeah, those people who have been involved with guns or had gunplay around them and stuff like that as citizens, they get it. They have guns. And that's why I encourage everybody to get a CCW. Everybody get gun training. Go out and get trained in guns. Learn how to handle guns. Shoot. Hunt. That's the nature of what our country is all about. Exercise your Second Amendment right. Now, there's a lot of constitutional sheriffs who promote that. Ask one time of one of our sheriffs in this local area, actually both of them, ask one time, what would you do if you needed a militia real quick because of some impending thing? What would you do? And the response was from one of them, and the other one's shaking his head, yes. He said, I'd go to my desk, I'd pull out the notebook, and I'd rifle through. I'd take that whole list of people that have CCWs that I've signed off on, and I'd deputize them. That's a standing army, guys. Hello? We need to exercise our Second Amendment rights. Get into a CCW class, like now. That's just I tell people this all the time. You need to be armed. Legally and lawfully, learn how to work with these weapons. Teach your children how to use weapons. A safety measure against the tyrants, the tyranny that they want to bring us. That's what totalitarians do. I just find the timing of this just kind of curious after Jeff Sessions did such a great job yesterday. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. A lot of things going on. Demand your right to have a concealed carry weapon. Demand your right to do that. You know, it's a Second Amendment right. Demand from your state to have the ability to have weapons, guns. It's your right. Exercise it. And... is there any wonder why they're being so aggressive about trying to take weapons away from people, especially here in California? See, it all comes down, I had it said to me again last night again, about the California thing. If California can do it, the rest of the nation can too and will. Don't Californicate yourself. I mean, look who's out there. Jerry Brown, hello, who wants to take away guns from everybody. That way, only criminals and the government will have them. We need to demand our rights to protect ourselves. And teachers and classrooms, you should have the rights to protect yourselves. You demand the right to have a gun in the classroom. Because, listen, I'm telling you, soft targets are going to be next. We know this. This is their MO. This is how they act. This is what they want. Now they're going after the politicians. Let's think about that. Politicians should have guns, as well as citizens. So, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll have all the news and information about what the current things that are happening. And like I always say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.